Okay, so Chamishi Avrei, we move to the topics of Maser Sheni and then Maser Ani, which is really what I want to discuss, is the interrelationship between the two, between these two halachic institutions. Obviously, one rotates out to replace the other in years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, which is a very fascinating and I think a singular halachic phenomenon and clearly very meaningful. But to really appreciate that, we have to start by interrogating a little bit about what Maser Sheni is all about. And the good news is we don't have to speculate. The Torah tells us, "Laman tilma liras Hashem elokecha kol hayamim." And then, interestingly, "Vesamachta tau vesecha." So there's a kind of an admixture, if you will, of simcha and yira lifnei Hashem, which is exactly what we would expect, right? I think 16 times in Tanakh. Remember, once counting, you have the root of simcha, maybe in Chumash, and 13 of them are lifnei Hashem, v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha, v'smachtam lifnei Hashem elokecham, shivas yamim, there's simcha lifnei Hashem, but there's also the mikdashi tiro phenomenon, right? Laman tilma, v'yiras Hashem elokecha kol hayamim, the more that we're in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the more that there's an intensive, yira that comes along with that, ivdu es Hashem b'yira, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. So we're not entirely surprised to find that dialectic. Now, in terms of what the mechanism is, what's the connection between Maser Sheni and Yira, Laman Tilma, the Yiras Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayamim, the Ramban takes the approach that it's because of the Morei HaTorah, as he refers to them, the Kohanim, Yoru Mishpatach Chal Yaakov, Esaras Chal Yisrael, so he refers to them as the Morei HaTorah, and, there's nothing which contributes to Yira Shamayim more than, Limud HaTorah, which is a very critical idea, foundational idea in its own right about, what Talmud Torah does and the interrelationship between Chachma and Yira. Obviously, we need Yiraso Kodemus the Chachmaso, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, but nobody ever thought that, it wasn't a symbiotic and ultimately positive feedback loop that the Chachma will be Mosif al Hayir Alaman Tilmad, the Yiras Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayamim. Just like we have a later phenomenon, Parsha Shoftim, with the Melech, right, v'haisaimo v'karavo kol yimei chayav l'man t'ma d'yiras Hashem elokav. They're carrying around the Torah v'karavo, contributes to yiras Shamayim, which is obviously a major theme of Mishnah Torah in its own right. Okay, so that's what Maser Sheni is all about. You coming into the space of Hashem, you coming lifnei Hashem, generating yira, generating simcha, and then all of a sudden, miktzei shaloshanim totzias kol masar tvuascha b'shana hi. V'hinachta bisharecha. And the bisharecha here is the direct contrast, right? It establishes the pole, as opposed to going to the, Sha'ar Yerushalayim, we stay in the sha'ar of the, the individual, of the farmer. And yet, this seems like an adequate alternative. Uva ha'levi ki en lo chilek v'nachal imach, v'hager v'ayasom v'almano asher bisharecha, V'achlu v'saveyu, l'man yirecha Hashem elokecha, b'chol ma'aseh yadcha asher tasa. So I think it's a very beautiful idea, right? What we're really discussing was captured by Chazal in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Zayin, right? Kol mi sheyesh b'yado Talmud Torah, v'ein b'yado gemilas chasadim, k'mi she'ein lo eloha. If you want to have a holistic relationship with Hashem, what you really need to do, v'amevin yavin, is to balance, ma'aser sheni, and the theme of l'man tilma v'yiras Hashem elokecha, with ma'aser ani, of chesed. If you really want to have a relationship with Hashem, so Hashem, we come to know Him, through His revealed word, and in the presence of the Kohanim Mishar Sekel, and everything that represents. But we equally come to know Hashem and come close to Hashem by engaging in acts of chesed. That's v'halach l'bedrachav, mahu rachum, afata rachum. So that's also, a major key in yediyas Hashem, and in fact, drawing close to Hashem. You can't have one without the other. So the balance is, maser sheni, maser ani. And it's very fascinating, right, that, you see this play out. We're about to start a Shemitah year. Rosh Chodesh Elul is a significant time point, at least bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, right, the Tosefa Shviz, Becharish uvekatzer Tishbos. So we're really, there, and part of the Shemitah really is V'achlu Avyonei Amecha V'yitram Tochal Chayas HaSadeh, right, the leveling of the playing field, the Isser of, Haneg by Minag Balabayas, and so, that's a critically important, feature. So when you balance things out, so you have years 3, 6, you know, in seven, with an additional emphasis on the Aniyim, years 1, 2, 4, and 5, with an emphasis on Yediyas Hashem through the process of Aliyah L'Regel, basically, Maser Sheni, and these things, you know, exist in a complementary fashion, so that we can develop a holistic, as I say, comprehensive relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, both through Laman Tilma the Yiras Hashem on the one hand, and Hagera Yasom V'Almana, as you know, and the Levi, as Chazal like to say so beautifully, you know, Arba Shali and Arba Shalcha, you know, these are the ones who are Shel Hashem, and you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Avli Yisomim, and V'Halachta V'Drachav is a major part of our Yediyas Hashem experience, and so we have a perfect symbiosis. Chamishi Avre'e, Maser Sheni, Maser Ani, you can't have one without the other.